This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado River Basin is losing more water stored underground than it's losing in the river itself. Professor Jay Famiglietti at Arizona State University says the drop in groundwater will be a big problem.
As the Colorado River continues its decline, we're going to see a transition from the river being the lifeblood of the West to groundwater being the lifeblood of the West.
Famiglietti is co-author of a new study showing groundwater loss is most acute in lower basin states like Arizona and California. Congress is debating whether to give workers a federal tax break on their overtime and tips, but Colorado is following a different course. Colorado law requires that even if workers don't have to pay federal taxes on that income, they will still have to pay state income taxes. It will cost the state around $500,000 to upgrade tax forms and computer systems to collect those taxes if the federal change goes through. Juneteenth is on in Colorado Springs, and today's events are just the start. CPR's Dan Boyce.
A celebration at Panorama Park near the Colorado Springs Airport this morning has free food and live entertainment. A Freedom March takes off from the city's African American History Museum at noon. Live jazz and orchestral music plays at Concrete Coyote Park starting at 4 p.m. Friday through Sunday hosts the biggest event. The three-day Southern Colorado Juneteenth Festival lands at the Citadel Mall with car shows, fashion shows, live music and dance, and plenty of vendor booths. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
It's highs in the 90s today in Colorado Springs and around Denver. This is CPR News.